Once upon a time, there lived a snake in a forest. He had grown old and weak. Most of the time, he had to remain hungry as he could not catch his prey easily anymore. One day, the snake was wandering around looking for food. He came across a lake full of frogs.
"These frogs look so delicious. I wish I could eat them."
As soon as he went near them, they leapt into the water and disappeared.
"I'll have to think of some way to trick them."
The snake closed his eyes and lay down very still. The frogs saw the snake and got very curious.
"Why is that snake not trying to catch us?
Maybe he is dead.
Let's go and find out for ourselves then."
"No, no, my son. You must not do that. He may eat you up."
The frog prince did not listen to his mother. He went near the snake, but the snake did not move. He felt a little bolder and poked the snake. The snake opened his eyes.
"Oh my God! He's alive."
"Don't be scared of me, my son. I will not harm you."
"How can I believe you?"
"Long time ago, I bit the son of a sage. The sage got angry and cursed me that I will never be able to eat frogs. Instead, I'll have to serve frogs by carrying them on my back."
"Is that so?"
"Yes, Prince. I'm like your servant. Please take a ride on my back."
"Now, take me to my parents."
"Of course, Prince."
"Get off that snake at once!"
"Oh, Mama, don't worry. The snake will not harm us. Instead, he has been cursed to serve us."
In that case, we would like to have a ride too.
"Yes, yes. Come along. We will have fun."
"What a plump and delicious these frogs are. All I need is to be patient."
For several days, the snake carried the royal family up and down the forest.
"Hey, look at them. They are riding on the snake. Wouldn't he harm them?"
"Oh, no, no. I have heard he's here to serve us. Haven't you heard?"
"So, what are the charges?"
"It is just nothing. You can enjoy the ride."
"So, what are we waiting for?"
"Let's go then."
One day, while carrying the royal family, the snake suddenly stopped.
"What's wrong? Why have you stopped?"
"I haven't eaten for several days. I'm feeling very weak to carry on. If you allow, I would like to eat some frogs for lunch."
"But how can I allow you to eat my subjects?"
"Your Majesty, if you don't allow me to eat frogs, I will soon die and you will have no one to take you around."
"In that case, you may eat some frogs."
The snake started eating the frogs one by one. Gradually, he became stronger. One day, the snake looked around for frogs but could not find a single one. He went to the king.
there is no frog left in the lake. I have eaten up all the frogs one by one. I am still hungry. Today it's your turn.
The snake quickly gobbled up the frog king, the frog queen, and the little frog prince.